think I played, you know, good enough, if I'm being real with you. If I'm being real with myself, I think if, you know, I did play well enough, I don't think there would be, you know, any sort of who should be playing, who should not. So at the end of the day, you know, we got a few wins. Of course, I'm glad about that. But, you know, there's areas that, you know, I could be better at. And, you know, I'm just going to, you know, continue to work on those and continue to get better.
Justin Fields saying if he played better, there would not be a quarterback controversy. I paraphrased, but we've all seen the clip. You've all probably heard the clip. You listen to the station every day. You don't get that a lot anymore, especially from a quarterback that's accounted for 10 touchdowns and only turned the ball over twice, whose team is 4-2 when he starts. If I'd have played better, I'd have been the guy. There wouldn't be a conversation. Is he right? 412-928-9370. Doran?
He's right, but I hope he understands that he played pretty good, played well enough. Like, I don't think that he is, like, down on himself. I think he's still confident, but he's absolutely right. Like, he had a chance to take that spot and take it. Like, every opportunity is, you know, you got to take advantage of it. And if he would have went out there and, you know, balled out, we wouldn't even be having this conversation at all. Like, that's just, it is what it is. But at the same time, you got a young guy that is being rebuilt, and I just hope that he and I know that his teammates will come to his side and talk to him about this, that he did pretty good for what he was asked to do. He did. He did really good for what he was asked to do. It wasn't great, because if it was great, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But I just hope that he knows that, like, you know, for what he was asked to do and the situation he was put in, he's not the same player, in my opinion, than he was in Chicago.
Agreed.
Anymore. There's a lot of positives you could draw from Justin Fields, and that situation right there, like, you know, watching that, being a former player, just makes me smile, because just taking full accountability, and that's what you want in your quarterback. That's what you want in teammates. He could have been like, yeah, it's tough, it's rough, and, you know, I just thought that, you know, I did the best that I can. Like, no, he was like, obviously I didn't play well enough, and this is where we're at. And next time I get my opportunity, I'm going to have to play better. Like, that's, you know, that's kind of how cut and dry it is. But I just really hope that he knows that he played pretty good for what the situation was.
Definitely didn't play bad. I think played better than mediocre, which means he played pretty good. This is a small sample size, but NFL Live threw up this graphic yesterday. Win percentage of quarterbacks since Ben Roethlisberger, 543. Total quarterback rating, 49. Touchdown to interception ratio, 1.1. Pass and rush yards per game, 182. You flip it over to Justin Fields, a winning percentage of 667, total QBR of 54, which means above average. 49 is below average. Touchdown to interception ratio is 5, and then total yards accounted for 222. So you get kind of caught here, right? Justin Fields has been better than what we've experienced as Steelers fans for the last couple of seasons. He has been. Mm-hmm. But that's good not to be confused with great. As Mike Tomlin said in his press conference on Tuesday, you don't bring Justin Fields or Russell Wilson in to merely be better than what you had. You want them to be very good football players. And I think Justin Fields, if they would have let him play 17 games, I think he might be able to get to great. I think consistency is his biggest issue. We've seen the talent, we've seen the legs, we've seen some spectacular, we've seen some ugly. I wanted them to let him go so that he could week in and week out have that opportunity to grow. I think there's nuance here. I wanted to see that. I still want to see that. But I think he's also partially correct here. He played well enough for the team to be 4-2, and in the two losses, you can make the argument that it was the defense and the poor starts that let the team down more than Justin Fields. But if he goes out against Dallas and throws for 3 touchdowns and they win the football game, he's your starting quarterback on Sunday.
Yes.
He's been good. If he grabbed the opportunity by the haunches on national television against one of, if not the biggest brands in football, a team that we now know isn't all that good in Dallas, he's your starting quarterback. So I think he's got it half right, but where he's got it 100% right is the way he's handled it.
Yep.
And oddly, even though it all sounds like he's getting benched for Russell Wilson, I might feel better today about him as a franchise quarterback than I did before those comments.
Mm-hmm.
That's a leader, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He knew what it looked like in Chicago. And, man, I'm sure it was hard to be there and to lose as much as they did. He comes to Pittsburgh, and already he's won more than he's lost, and he's protected the football in a way he didn't in Chicago. Your point's right. He's gotten better than what he was there. He got better coaching
yep.
than what he was getting there. He's gone through it already in 3+ years in the NFL. And still, to have that mindset, I should have been better. Doran, I think he's going to be here next year. Like, I don't know if that's in the franchise quarterback capacity, but if he's the backup to Russell Wilson next year, or if he's the guy and you draft a guy and there's a competition, I think he can handle it. There's been a lot of questions this week. Is he going to be pissed off by this? Is he going to be able to be reinserted as the quarterback if Russell Wilson stinks? I think the answer to all those kinds of questions is yes, because he's got a great doggone head on his shoulders.
Well, he's motivated to be great. And guys that are motivated to be great, they assess themselves. They're very hard on themselves, but they assess themselves day in and day out. And he knows what it takes to play high-level football. Like, I mean, I don't know if they won a national they went to a national championship in Ohio State. I know that for a fact. And he was a top pick in the draft. Like, he's ultra talented. Like, he's not going to fool himself. If you want to be great, if you want to get to that level where you're great and you're consistently great, and every single guy that's in that locker room has aspirations of doing that, like, you have to be honest with yourself. And he was very honest with himself, and he was very honest during that interview. Like, listen, I had an opportunity. I didn't do some things right. If I would have did those things, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And that tells me that he's going to still be motivated. He's not going to sulk. He's not going to feel sorry for himself. He's going to say, you know what, next time I get my opportunity, when that comes around again, I'm going to be more prepared. I'm going to keep working to get to that level. And you're absolutely right. Like, I definitely think that he's going to be around on this team next year, and they're going to give him every opportunity to be the number one guy. Don't know what's going to happen with Russ. Don't know what's going to happen in draft. Don't know what's going to happen on the outside stuff. But I think whenever we think of him, the coaching staff's job and the Pittsburgh Steelers' job during this situation was to make sure that he stays confident. And I think that they did a good job at doing that. There's no way that I think Mike Tomlin sat him down and said that you didn't do a good enough job.
Yeah.
There's no way that Arthur Smith sat down and said that you didn't do enough. We're just trying to win football games right now. We loved everything that you did. You're going to be a great player here. You did so many good things. Look how far you've come from last year to this year, man. Like, keep working. This will all work out in the end. Don't know when the end's going to be, but for right now, we have to do what's best for the team, and we're going to go in this direction and try this out. And I think that this situation, it may benefit whenever it's all said and done, because the guy's still motivated. He, you know, it wasn't like last year. Whenever you saw Kenny Pickett, you saw those interviews, and Kenny Pickett was just beat down into the ground for so many reasons. Like, he was gone. He was lost. Justin Fields isn't lost. Justin Fields is like, okay, like, I know what I need to do next time.
Yes.
I have the info. I have the intel of what I need to do next time, and I'm going to do that because I want to be great. And that's how I took that interview. And that was very, very refreshing, as you said, too. To hear that from a young-ish player that is in, you know, in a situation where he's competing, he's, you know, trying to revive his career, and I do think that when it's all said and done, that kid will figure it out, and it'll be pretty good.
I think so too, man. And I'm happy you brought up the Kenny thing from last year. I was looking for the audio while you were talking there when Kenny was asked, "Can you learn anything from the sideline?" was basically the question, and just a real quick no. And we know it was reported in Seattle, and we know it was reported when the Steelers acquired Russell Wilson this offseason. Justin Fields has kind of done the 180 on that. Like, okay, I wasn't good enough. I feel like he was too hard on himself.
Yeah.
He was not as bad at all as the way he described it. But if you're going to be successful in anything in life, I think you need to be your hardest critic.
Yes.
You absolutely have to. How many times do a show and Craig will be like, the stream numbers were great, guys, great stuff. I'm like, I suck.
All done.
All the time. I know how motivated you are for self-improvement with everything in life. You've got to be. And for him to say, 4-2, 10 touchdowns, only 2 turnovers, threw for 300 against Indy, running all over defenses. I wasn't good enough. He got that part figured out. And that's a huge part of being a franchise quarterback.
Absolutely.
Not just the between the white line stuff, but the maturity, being able to handle criticism, being able to handle coaching. And if the Steelers do go back to Fields at some point this year, I have full faith that he's going to be in the right headspace. And I feel really good about this kid right now.
You can't,
really good.
You can't teach that.
Nope.
You can work on everything else. You could fine tune the physical stuff, but you can't teach that. If I'm the Steelers, I feel really good about Justin Fields in the future.
Yes.
Because you can't teach that. Like, either you have that or you don't. Like, either you develop that on your own or you don't have it. And we see it a lot.
And there seems to be this idea that because they're going to insert Russell Wilson, that means, well, they can't possibly believe in Justin Fields as a long-term answer at quarterback. That's what I thought initially. But then you think about the message from Art Rooney at the end of last year. You think about what they did this offseason. They were going for Brandon Ayuk. They were in it on Devontae Adams. They get Patrick Queen. They moved off of the entire quarterback room. All for what? To win a playoff game. They want to see if Russell Wilson gives them a better chance to win a playoff game right now.
Yes.
And if he gives you what Fields gave you, I think you wind up going back with Fields because he is younger and you just saw you can win with him.
And he's probably going to be your guy.
Right.
Moving on.
Yes. And with Russ, okay, hey, we saw what happened last year. We weren't playing the best quarterback. Let's see if Russell Wilson's the better quarterback for right now.
Yeah.
There is more nuance, I think, involved with this than people will think about. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Is it hot in here?
I feel great.
Sweating bullets over here, Dorn.
I feel great.
Where are my sweatpants? Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And it is 6:14. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you. So we heard from Justin Fields. And it sounds like a guy who's not going to start on Sunday. Wait until you hear Russell Wilson. Absolutely sounds like a guy who is going to start on Sunday. We'll play the comments. We'll react. That's next.
I'm more myself, physically being able to run and all that stuff. So I feel good. It's been a great week so far.
Mike talked about the rust. Do you think you've knocked that off?
Yeah, every time your first game of the year for me. But, you know, I've been fortunate to be in a lot of first games. You know, so the confidence is there, obviously. And then, obviously, just being out with the guys. That's the fun part about this game is just playing the game you love. And
Russ, when we asked Mike Tomlin about the offense, it's been good but not great. What do you hope you can do to elevate it to that next level and make it a great offense?
Justin's done a great job. I think he's a tremendous quarterback. I've gone against him over the years. We want to get better and continue to grow. That's always the goal every year, right, is continue to progress.
What is feeling more like yourself look like?
Yeah, I think you want to be able to move around and you know, I've never really missed games before, you know, so that's been a challenge in itself. It's been disappointing, but also I've grown a lot, too. I think that you realize that you just continue to love every bit, every day.
Not that we needed confirmation, but the way Justin Fields talked and then the way Russell Wilson talked, there's no question Russell Wilson's going to be the guy on Sunday night. Russell Wilson sort of slips up there, or maybe doesn't slip up and says first game of the year. Meanwhile, he was active, dressed as the backup last week.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to start at quarterback. I think it's important in an environment where we and others criticize guys like George Pickens to point out when people are doing it the right way, too. And Russell Wilson has handled all of this really well.
Yes.
Justin Fields is handling all of this really well. And I think we got a rare thing going on here where if Russ doesn't play well and gets benched for Justin Fields, I don't really worry about a locker room schism. Is that me being naive? Like, if he gets sat down, does his mindset change? I don't know. He's asked questions about where this offense can go, and he immediately credits Justin Fields for how well he played. Maybe I am naive, but I think these guys can handle this.
No, I think that there wouldn't be a situation that would, you know, spark any type of animosity or anything in the locker room, because I think that everybody in the locker room knows that both guys can bring something good to the table, and I don't think that there's a side. I don't think that anybody on that team has picked a side. I don't think that I don't think that there's one player who's like, ah, I'm a Russ guy or I'm a Justin guy. I know I prefer Justin. I prefer Russ. I don't think that that's happening right now. I think that they just want to win, and they know that both of those guys can help them win. Both those guys have qualities to play winning football. So, and it really just comes down to, you don't have to pick a side. Like, you just ride with the guy that's there, and you do have confidence in either guy. So, like, you know, really, if one guy gets sat down, it's like, okay, well, I trust the situation. I trust the coaching staff, and I trust my eyes to know that maybe the other guy is better right now. So, and not saying that the other guy isn't. Like, I just think that there's no, you know, there are situations where you have one guy that's clearly better and one guy that isn't.
Sure.
And even in Denver last year, I'm sure that the locker room was a little bit upset when Russell Wilson was sat down because of his contract stuff. And I think Stidham went in there. Like, I'm sure they're like, yeah, well, what are we doing? Like, we're not going to win with this guy. Like, there are situations like that, but this is not that situation, because I think that everybody thinks that both guys bring something to the table to win.
Well said. I think both guys garner respect. Russell Wilson, because I'm sure he walks into any locker room in the NFL and guys know what he's accomplished and how hard he works. And Justin Fields has now earned that respect from his guys because he's gone 4-2. Here's why I don't think I'm naive when I say I think they're going to handle this. They need to handle it. They need to. Could be the last hurrah for both.
Yeah.
Like, Russell Wilson teetering on a razor's edge based on age, based on the way his performance in Denver was viewed, rightly or wrongly. He needs to, if things don't go his way, be a good soldier, because he doesn't want to stop playing football after this year. And if he plays bad, is benched, and is a jackass about it, he might not play football again.
Right.
Justin Fields, you might have to be a backup quarterback for the rest of your career. Maybe not, but you might have to be. So you need to handle yourself as a guy that can get yo-yoed in and out of the lineup. And I think both guys are very smart football players, but just very smart dudes. And so I think that my worry from earlier in the week, oh man, what if you have to go back to Justin? Have you lost him? Is he not going to want to come back next year? I think that was unfounded, because they both understand the gravity of the situation.
Yeah.
And I feel better about this than I did at any point this season. The quarterback dynamic. And you're right. Like, there are punches being thrown at Mitch Trubisky in the locker room a couple of years ago. I'm sure when Mitch went in last year and he's throwing all those picks and was horrific against Indianapolis, people in the locker room are going, oh my God.
Right.
What do we got at the quarterback position? Kenny wasn't getting it done, but we were winning. This guy stinks outright. So you turn to the third quarterback. Now it's a couple of options that you feel like you can win with.
Right.
It's not a bad place to be. And I think in a lot of circles, it's kind of been framed as this quarterback disaster. I'm not there.
Mm-mm.
Quite the opposite.
It's a positive thing. It's definitely a positive thing. And I do think that, you know, I don't think Justin Fields is a guy that asks too many questions, but I know he keeps an eye out. And every player that is successful keeps an eye out and watches and, you know, takes things from other people. And I think that he's seen how Russell Wilson has operated while Justin's been the starter, and operated whenever Russell Wilson hasn't been the starter, and just paid attention, like, oh, this is how you need to act if you are going to be a starting quarterback in this
league.
Great
point. He can now.
He's paid attention to it.
Yeah, and I think sorry to cut you off.
No.
These 2 weeks, because I think Russ is at least getting 2 weeks here, Justin can now watch him operate as the starting quarterback. And I know that Russ has probably been there in the meeting rooms and operating as if he's going to be the guy because he's just cut that way. But now you really get to see it.
Right.
And I actually think this isn't like Rodgers and Favre. This isn't like Ben and Mason Rudolph. I think Russ is going to help Justin Fields.
For sure.
I think he probably views this kind of thing as part of his legacy, because whether he is or isn't, and I think he is, I think he wants to be viewed as the good guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's taking Justin under his wing.
For sure.
I had another point. I lost it. Grandma died. PetFest 24 presented by Subaru is back October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, get photos with Santa, stop by any Subaru dealer for complimentary tickets. For more information, go to 937thefan.com. How long of a leash do you give Russell Wilson now? I mean, we asked that question with Justin Fields. I think it's only appropriate we ask it with Russell Wilson. 412-928-9370. We'll get to that coming up next. And we'd like to take your phone calls, open phones all morning long. Unless we got a guest on, we'd love to talk to you again. 412-928-9370. We're also going to hear from Arthur Smith coming up in the next segment.
There's give and take. They're at different points of their career. No two players are ever the same. You have some guys that maybe remind you of certain guys or strengths or this and that. They're at completely different points of the career. Different players. So that's the give and take. Obviously, everybody's seen it. Been a weapon for us, certainly, especially in situational football. And that's fine. You just pivot and you lean into something else, and that's what you do. That's our job.
Arthur Smith, Steelers offensive coordinator, talking about the difference between Fields and Wilson and losing the dynamic running ability of Justin Fields. One thing that stuck out to me all week long, Dorn, Mike Tomlin, I thought praised Justin Fields. Arthur Smith absolutely did yesterday. Najee Harris came out and said nice things about Justin Fields. It just underscores the point you made in the last segment that this isn't, well, this guy stunk, now you move on to the starter. They have two legitimate options at number one quarterback. My question is for the people, for you, at 412-928-9370. All right, now how long do you let Russ Wilson take the ball and run with it? They gave Justin Fields six games. I think they actually were patient with him. They could have played Russell Wilson earlier, frankly, if they wanted to, according to Dulac's report, saying he's been healthy for a decent amount of time. How long a leash does Russ now get?
See, I think the leash kind of comes down to this, and it depends on, honestly, it depends on how it looks. I think we know that. But I think that if it doesn't look great and they still are winning, kind of like how Justin Fields looks, I think that they'll keep with Russ. I think that Russ has that leash. Justin Fields didn't have that leash. He didn't have, all right, I'm going to throw for 160 yards and we're going to win. And that's the biggest, you know, characteristic is we get the W, but it didn't look like we wanted it to look. I think if it doesn't look like they wanted it to look, and they're still winning, Russ gets the leash of he can still stay in there and still be the quarterback, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. I wouldn't do it that way if it looks okay, if it's good, not to be confused with great.
Right.
Then I would go with the young guy because you've already proven you could win with him. I tend to agree that they would do it the opposite way, though. That, hey, if they're just getting dubs, I think they think Russ will turn it over less.
Yeah.
And Mark Caboli asked a great question in the press conference, and it's something we discussed with Mark on Monday. The turnover numbers for Fields are really good, just two in six games. But the turnover-worthy plays number is high.
Right.
And I think more maybe than anything else, play action factors into this, but more maybe than anything else, I think Tomlin and the coaching staff feel like they've had some turnover luck, and that eventually that's going to catch up with you with Justin Fields.
Yes.
So I do agree, if they're getting wins with Russ, they're going to roll with the guy that they trust more.
Mm-hmm.
I do buy that.
That's the leash.
Yeah. I would give him 2 weeks, Wilson, before the bye. Like, see what it looks like for 2 weeks. If he stinks against the Jets, you've made the change. You're not going to go back to Justin Fields after one game.
Mm-hmm.
There is going to be a Russ factor, no matter how much Russ is going to downplay that, no matter how much Tomlin's going to downplay that. I do think it's going to take a minute. Look at Kirk Cousins week one. Look at the NFL in general, the first month of the season. We didn't see great quarterback play. It takes time. So I think if you're going to give Russ the opportunity, then you got to give him at least two games, and I happen to think they'll give him more than that. But if he stinks for two, you do have the bye right after that.
I think he has. I think they want him for divisional play. I think they want him for that. I don't think that they'll. If he stinks for two games and then there's a bye, like, he's still starting, in my opinion.
The Baltimore Ravens have by far the best run defense in the National Football League. They have one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. They're also one of the highest scoring teams in the league. If you want to win the division, you got to beat Baltimore. And they've had success against Lamar, no doubt. But you have to throw the ball to beat Baltimore. I think you're right about that.
Mm-hmm. I think this is just a primer for that. For what, November 17th?
It's not about winning. It's about how you win. And knowing that if you got to beat Baltimore to win the division, and you do, and you got two against Cincinnati. That defense stinks, but they stink against the pass. Cincinnati's does, and they're going to put up points. They always do, even against this vaunted Steelers defense. Vaunted. If you want to win the AFC North, it used to be ground, pound, defense. Now you got to throw the ball.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think they're gearing up for that. Absolutely. Well said. I've now said well said to you twice today.
Yes.
You're on one on this Friday.
A little bit.
On one, as the kids say. 412-928-9370. Open phones. We'll give you a vibe check coming up at 7 o'clock. We've got a great giveaway for the best caller. And why not kind of start that a little bit right now? Best caller here wins two tickets to see Dave Matthews Band November 15th at PPG Paints Arena. How do you feel about Russ? Not should they start him. We've done that. Everyone's done that this week. How do you feel about getting to watch him on Sunday? Are you excited to see him cook? Are you curious? Are you anxious? Describe your feelings about seeing a new Steelers quarterback. 412-928-9370. We'd love to talk to you. We've got the injury report coming up next. A guy, surprisingly, unfortunately, popped up on the injury report for the Steelers yesterday, and someone looks to be back. So we'll tell you about those guys. We'll take your calls. And the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. You think Justin Fields will be on the Steelers roster next year? A lot going on. Your calls. Texter. Hi, morning crew. This is TJ from Latrobe. Hi, TJ. Thanks for being the highlight of my morning commute. I'd rather be watching Fields. I'm hopeful Russ can... I lost the other part of the text. But you probably agree with me. Yeah, I feel that same way. I'd rather be watching Fields, but I am very curious how this thing looks with Russell Wilson. At this point, I can't wait to see it. We've talked about it so much. And it's different. It should look different. They're different kind of quarterbacks. And while I would be going with Justin Fields, at this point, I'm curious.
I'm extremely curious. I've always been a fan of Russell Wilson ever since he beat us in college and our senior year when we played NC State. And that was his coming out party in the second half. I mean, just threw it all over us. And I have a lot. I've always had a lot of respect for Russell Wilson for being a third round pick and being 5'10". there's not many quarterbacks that have done that. I mean, you think of even like Breeze was like 6 foot. You think of Flutie and some of those smaller quarterbacks that have had success. And he really just took it by the you-know-whats whenever he was in Seattle and, made them a championship team. Always had so much respect. I always like how he approached playing the game of football. Like, there are rumors that his teammates in Seattle didn't like him on defense. There are rumors about Denver. I'm one of these people that don't really believe that. I think that was just put out there to make him look bad. I think he is the ultimate teammate, but I'm really excited. I've been anxious to see what he has to offer ever since that the Steelers signed him. And I think that he has a huge chip on his shoulder, just kind of almost, reminiscent of whenever he did come into the league. Now, he has a lot to prove. He has a lot to prove outside of football. He has a lot to prove in between the white lines, and he's going to finally get his opportunity. He's healthy and he could play, he still could play at a high level.
I've had a number of people who get to watch practice say he looks great. Now, practice ain't a game, but that he looks great. Chris Hoke was on yesterday with Starkey. He said he looks great. Ball's like not touching the ground, which is good. What the hell is Mel doing in the vestibule out there?
She's dancing. We have no... Look at her.
She's Mel from 100.7 Star. She's wiggling in the entryway there, and it's quite distracting.
Don't know what she's so happy about.
Friday.
Yeah.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's get to the injury report before we take some calls at 412-928-9370. The injury report, of course, is brought to you by Shenerovich, Shenerovich & Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. This sucks. Roman Wilson, limited yesterday, hamstring, new thing, prediction, no chance he gets a helmet.
No.
He is not going to play. That's just a prediction, educated guess. He's not going to play on Sunday.
Nope.
And I feel awful for the guy. Awful for him. Training camp, you miss. You're a rookie wide receiver. It takes you a long time to get up to speed. They're baby spoon feeding you. You get 5 snaps, 4 routes run on Sunday. And now you pull your hammy? I don't think he's going to be a part of this passing offense maybe at any point this year.
Nope. It's going to be like Calvin Austin's first year.
Yep.
Can't make the club in the tub.
You can't. And people don't want to hear that. And maybe people think you throw him out there and let him take his lumps. Not when your stated goal is we have to win playoff games. And I know the wide receiver core is bad. There's a difference, and I'm serious about this, and you know this better than I do, and you've explained this. There's a difference between a guy who's not great in Van Jefferson and a guy who doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
Like, at least you expect Van Jefferson to go out there and run the right routes and be on the same page with the quarterback. Clearly, they didn't trust Roman Wilson, and that doesn't mean that he doesn't have football acumen or anything like that. Everything you understand about the guy.
He just lost a lot of time.
He lost a lot of time.
And that's crucial for a young player. I mean, you got to be able to trust him and understand and hope that he understands what he's doing, and that's clearly the case, or he would have been in there. He'd have been in there a lot. He's just not up to par. And like you said, like that's, I mean, you kind of feel bad a little bit. Like, I don't feel bad because, like, you know,
it's life.
It's life. It's the NFL, but. That's clearly the case, is that we couldn't trust him in there. And then whenever he got his opportunity and you try to work him in a little bit more, he gets hurt again.
The Steelers are interested in Mike Williams. They were interested in Devontae Adams. They were interested in Brandon Ayuk. Folks, they know that they're not good enough at the wide receiver position, and he still can't play. So that tells me everything I need to know. Not that they get benefit of the doubt, and they always make the right roster decisions, play the right guys. But that kind of tells me everything you need to know.
Yep.
Give us a ring, 412-928-9370 on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Give us a word to describe how you're feeling about Russ starting on Sunday. Are you excited about seeing this dude? What are you expecting from him? Let's start off with Alan in the car. Hi, Alan.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, you know, I don't think this could have worked out any better from the Steelers' perspective. They got 6 games to get tape on field and see how he can play. They didn't go 1-5 or 2-4 during that time. They're tied for first place at 4-2. And now they get what they really wanted when they made the deal for Wilson, to come in and lead them into the playoffs. So I think from the Steelers' perspective, this couldn't have turned out any better.
Totally agree.
Thank you for the call, Alan.
Totally agree. It's exactly what they had in mind. They didn't have it in mind that Justin would play as fast as he did. They probably assumed that he would play at some point because Russ is older and it's the NFL and your quarterbacks do get hurt. But this has benefited them even better of starting the season with a backup quarterback that they had in mind that could possibly be the future, getting their evaluation on him. And alongside of that, they have a winning record. Like, that is literally how you draw it up. And then now you get your starting quarterback back that you initially thought that was going to be a starter.
I have 2 friends who are massive Jets fans. We've been texting all week. And one of them, who works in radio and West by God, Virginia, Dorn. Mm. He said, I love this move from Tomlin because it is preemptive, not reactive. And I think that's a really good way of putting it. Again, I would start Fields. But they're not 2-4. They didn't start out 1-3. They didn't react. They did not panic. They didn't have to make this move. You could easily stick with the 4-2 quarterback. But that they're going with Russ, rightly or wrongly, at least shows they want to win in a more sustainable way. And for that, I can't fault them. Your calls on this, 412-928-9370. Specific to this game, how do we feel like Russ Wilson's going to play? The statistics would point to it being a difficult matchup for Pittsburgh and for Russell Wilson. But maybe there's more beyond the statistics. We'll tell you what we mean by that. We're also going to do a vibe check. Lots of phone calls. We're having fun on a Friday. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing. Up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.